Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. If you do not have a proven track record in doing the thing that you may have some opinions on, maybe some what you consider to be knowledge, some things that you have learned, nobody wants to hear about it if you don't have a proven track record to go behind.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, there is more, the huge dose that you get. A personal initiative, the go-getter energy to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you come out with the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and today's topic is why it pays to be quiet. Why there are times when you don't need to draw more attention to yourself, why you may need to stand down, why you may need to fall back, why you may need to stay in your lane, as LeVar Ball says. Why does it pay to be quiet sometimes in life? Now, I know if you're going to build your confidence and you want to get yourself seen, you want to get yourself heard, you want to get known, you want more exposure for yourself. And these are topics that a lot of people come to this show looking for, learning how to do. Maybe it's just a challenge that you've had for whatever reason in your life, whether it's playing sports, if it's somewhere in the business world, you just want more people to notice you or recognize that you do have game, that you can do the job, that you are worth the investment. Why would I be telling you that there are times that you need to be quiet? Why would I be advising you to do what you may see as the exact opposite of what you feel like you need to do right now? Well, today's episode is going to explain to you exactly why that is as we get right into our point. So why does it pay to be quiet sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes in life? Listen up. Point number one, pays to be quiet when you are unknown and unproven. Unknown and unproven. See, if you don't have anything to add to the conversation, and you've probably heard this, I don't know, maybe from your grandmothers told you, you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. If you don't have anything to add to the conversation, if you cannot improve on the silence, then you should probably just stay quiet. And I want you to understand something. When you are in an unproven position, you have not yet proved yourself. You haven't done anything. You don't have any accomplishments under your belt that proves that you would know what you're talking about should you decide to speak. Despite what you think you know, if you have not proven it, you don't actually know it. Therefore, it pays to remain quiet. It pays for you to remain seen and not heard when you do not have a proven track record of results. Now, I've done entire episodes on this show of building that track record, making yourself a proven commodity, getting yourself some results, some accomplishments under your belt that can burnish the reputation that precedes you. If you haven't heard those, or you heard them and you forgot what I said, go to DreAllDay.com/podcast or go through the archive you can see in your podcast player and listen to those episodes. Again, DreAllDay.com/podcast is where you get the full archive of this show. Despite what you have learned, I want you to remember something. Whatever you may be learning right now, what you learned in the past, remember something. Without a proven track record, people don't want to hear you talk. I want to say that one more time. If you do not have a proven track record in doing the thing that you may have some opinions on, maybe some what you consider to be knowledge, some things that you have learned, nobody wants to hear about it if you don't have a proven track record to go behind it. episode number 96 is about having a proven track record in life. So what you got to do is get your resume up. Work on your resume. W-O-Y-R. Work on your resume. When you are unknown and unproven, you don't have that resume behind you. I mean, if you think about it yourself in your own life, do you like hearing someone try to kick knowledge to you, give you information or tell you what they claim to know when they haven't actually done it? They don't have a track record behind them, or at least you don't know about their track record. You're looking at them like, well, who the hell are you? Why are you talking? What have you achieved in this area to even be offering anything, to even have an opinion in this specific area that what we're talking about right now, or whatever you're talking about right now? You don't want to hear from anybody else. Well, here's a news flash. Nobody wants to hear from you either. This is a time when it pays for you to be quiet, maybe observe, learn, get that experience under your belt. Listen to the people who've done what you have not yet done, and maybe that can help you once you get into some action. But just talking about it when you ain't did it yet, nobody wants to hear that. You probably don't even want to hear it. Point number two. Today's topic is why it pays to sometimes be quiet in life. So you worked on your resume. The second reason is you will notice things when you're quiet and observant that you would miss if you were talking. They say that we have two eyes, two ears, and one mouth for a reason. So we can take in, so we can learn, so we can observe, so we can listen, so we can get more knowledge, so we can gather more information. Four pieces of knowledge and observation and learning for every one piece of communicating or one piece of speaking, let's say, because listening is part of communication as well. There are certain things you won't notice and it is impossible for you to learn if you're always sending something out, if you're always talking. It's only during the periods when I'm not talking. See, I'm not learning anything when I'm recording this podcast or making a video or writing something for a book or an article or a blog post. I'm learning when I'm being quiet, when I'm using my eyes and using my ears, listening to something, reading something, watching something, learning or someone. You can substitute all those some things for someone's. You notice and learn things when you're quiet and observant that you would not be able to notice when you're talking. Remember that the human brain, it requires brain power, first of all, to supply words, right? To talk, you got to be at least somewhat consciously thinking about what you're saying. Hopefully, you're putting some thought into what you're saying, and maybe you've gotten so good at what you say, you can kind of say it without having to consciously think about it too. But it takes a little bit of brain power, even when you're saying something that you know off the top of your head or that you know, quote unquote, by heart. But remember that there's still a limitation that human beings have, is that we can only focus on one thing at a time. We can't focus on multiple things at once. So you can't focus on learning something, taking some information in, while at the same time sharing something, spewing out some words, spewing out some verbiage, bloviating, as Stephen A. Smith likes to say, talking about whatever it is on your mind or whatever your opinion is, whatever it is you want to share. So you got to utilize this skill of being quiet, this skill of being observant, the discipline of not saying maybe what you're thinking or what your opinion is or what's on your mind in a moment, so that you can allow your brain to do the thing that it is limited to doing, which is focusing on one thing at a time. And instead of focusing on your words, it can focus on learning from other people, taking in what other people have said, what other people have done. And if you think about it, if you listen to other people, you can kind of shortcut your way to success and get there a little bit quicker than maybe you would get there if you were just going off your own energy, off your own knowledge, off your own information. There's only one you, but there are billions of everyone else. So if you listen and observe enough, you can learn a whole lot from other people that you won't have to go out and learn yourself. And while you are limited to the 24 hours a day that you have in the one physical space you can be in at a time, you can crowdsource the knowledge and the information and the experiences of every other person who lives on this planet if you are willing and able and disciplined enough to remain quiet and observe and listen to what these other people are sharing. Because people will tell you everything you need to know if you pay attention, but you can't pay attention to that when you're paying attention to talking. Point number three, today's topic is why it pays to be quiet, at least sometimes why it pays to be quiet in life. Sometimes it pays to be quiet because it's just not yet your time to make yourself known. Sometimes your time just hasn't come up yet. You may want it to be your time like 2 weeks ago, but it's still today and it's not your time. And you can probably see that a month from now, it's still not going to be your time. Sometimes in life, it's just not your time. And you're not the one who's controlling the time clock. You're not the one who's controlling the schedule. If any of you is in that situation now, if you have a boss or a parent or a coach or a supervisor or a mentor or an older brother or an older sister, whoever, someone who's has a little bit more control over the schedule, a little bit more control over when it's going to be your time, they kind of get to call that shot, at least at this point in your life. They get to call that shot on your behalf. That's just the situation. then it's not your time yet. You're just going to have to bide your time. It's not time for you to jump the line. It's not time for you to make a whole lot of noise. Maybe you need to play this position. You may not understand right now why playing this position could help you in the long run. But once you get to that long run, you'll realize, oh, you know what? I'm glad that I had to not make myself known at that point. I'm glad that I had to stay quiet for that period of time. I'm glad that I didn't get my shot then that I thought I should have been getting my shot. I'm glad I got my shot later because I was much more ready at the later opportunity than I would have been at the earlier opportunity. Sometimes it's just not your time. All right? And you shouldn't do anything to make yourself known. Even when you think that the boss or the coach or the mom or the dad or the trainer is this complete imbecile and you could do a whole lot better than they could do. If you were the one in charge, you would make a whole lot different decisions and things would go a whole lot better because their way obviously doesn't work. And you know your way would work. And we know everybody has gone through this period in all of our lives at one point or another. Sometimes we go through it multiple times. Sometimes some of you still living in this period right now. Even when you think that, if you're going to really think that, if you start to even build up the gall to verbalize it, make sure you have all your shit together. Make sure you got everything in place, everything in order. Your game is in the space that it needs to be in, not in the space that you think it needs to be in, but that you know it needs to be in. You can't possibly know if you haven't done the thing yet. Make sure you got all your shit together because once you're out there, you're out there. In the NFL, I mentioned this quarterback, Pat Mahomes, who's basically his rookie year. Last year, he was a rookie, but this year is his first season in the NFL actually playing. Last season, he sat on the bench and he watched a veteran quarterback. Pat was probably more talented than that veteran quarterback, but Pat stayed on the sideline all season so he can learn for a season. He had to sit on the side and watch. And I'm sure coming into the league, I mean, he got drafted out of the NCAA. I'm sure he felt like, hey, I could go into the NFL and actually play and get into games and do stuff. I don't think he thought he would be perfect had he played his rookie year, but I'm sure he wanted to play. I mean, who comes and plays on a sports team and doesn't want to actually get into games? Everybody wants to play. But he sat out a whole season, maybe a little bit against his will. Maybe not fully, but a little bit against his will. And maybe he thought during that whole season, while he's standing on the sideline watching this veteran quarterback who was ahead of him, maybe Pat Mahomes thought he was better than the guy who was playing ahead of him. Maybe he was better than that guy. When Kobe Bryant was a rookie playing maybe about 15 minutes per game, his rookie season in the NBA, maybe Kobe thought he was better than anybody who was playing more minutes than he was. And in the long run, for the most part, he was. The only guy who was better than him, arguably, was Shaquille O'Neal. Everybody else, he was better than him, but there were several guys playing more minutes than Kobe Bryant. But had he gotten in there and been bad, let's go back to Pat Mahomes, had he gotten in there and been bad and struggled and really got run through the ringer that rookie year, that reputation would have followed him. And maybe he wouldn't have been able to recover from it. Maybe the team would have thought, maybe this guy isn't as good as we thought he was. Kobe Bryant got in. He made some mistakes, but he was able to recover from that. But not everyone who gets thrown into the fire recovers from making those early mistakes when they get thrown in, maybe a little bit sooner than they're actually ready. Now, are there times when you want to jump in before you're ready? Are there times when you want to kind of jump the line to get your chance? Yeah, we're going to get to that in a moment. But Pat Mahomes, going back to his quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm not sure I said that. Maybe he thought he was better than the guy in front of him, but had he gotten in and been bad, maybe the team would have thought, you know what, maybe we made a mistake drafting him. You know, maybe we should draft somebody else the next year and see if they could be the guy. So sometimes sitting out, even against your will, or not making noise, staying quiet against your will, sometimes can pay off for you. You just have to learn to master the art of timing. This is a chapter that's covered in 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. If you haven't read that book, I do suggest that you read that book. That's when time can work in your favor. That's when it pays to be quiet, where it pays to just play your space, stay in your lane for that moment. I'm going to give you a bonus. Now, I've given you three times when it pays to be quiet, or three reasons why it pays to be quiet in life as we recap today's topic. Why it pays to be quiet, number one, you are unknown and unproven. If you don't have anything to add to the conversation, if you cannot improve on the silence, you can't make the situation better. You're not sure you can make the situation better. And when you're unproven, you aren't sure that you can make the situation better, despite what you think you can do. So you think you can make it better, but you don't know you can. You know when you've done it, you think when you are hypothesizing, when you're thinking about it. Don't speak. Don't add anything to it. And when I say be quiet, it doesn't necessarily mean talking. Don't add anything to the conversation if you are not sure you're going to make that situation better. Because again, you might not get another chance. So get your resume up. Work on your resume. Point number two. You will notice when you're being quiet, you'll notice things when you're observant that you would miss if you're talking. Because the human brain, it gives up a little bit of its power, uses a little bit of its energy, let's say, to talk. Use a little bit of its energy to take action. And you can only focus on one thing at a time. Usually when we're talking or taking some kind of action, we have some amount of focus going towards that talking or towards that action. Hopefully we do. And I know we all know some people who do things and say things without focusing on them at all. And then they say some things that we're like, what the hell was this person thinking? Well, that's a trick question because they weren't thinking at all. The human brain being able to focus on only one thing at a time when you're talking, you can't learn. If you want to get better, catch some shortcuts to the success that you wish to achieve. You will probably get there a lot faster if you spend at least some of your time observing and learning from others, of which there are 7-8 billion plus people, than just trying to do it all on your own, of which there's only one you, because we only have 24 hours in a day. You are limited geographically, you're limited time-wise, chronologically. So it'd be better if you learn from other people and use their knowledge, their experiences as shortcuts rather than try to get everything yourself, because you're going to run out of time or you're going to run out of talent. And point number three, pays to be quiet, because sometimes it's just not your time yet to make yourself known. It's just not your chance to step into the spotlight. You just haven't been there grooming you, maybe. Maybe time is just waiting for the right moment. Maybe you just have to learn a little bit of patience. Maybe you just need to fall back until your number gets called. Maybe you're just not ready yet, even though you think that you're ready, but someone who's in charge, who decides whether you're ready or not, sometimes you just got to play that space. Sometimes you just got to wait your turn and play that space. Now here's the bonus here. Because you may be asking to yourself, or asking to me right now, rhetorically, Dre, aren't there times when you do want to make noise? Aren't there times when you do want to jump to the front of the line? Aren't there times when you do want to let whomever is in charge know, look, I know I could do it better than such and such is doing it right now. I know you don't think I can, but I really believe I can. I'm willing to deal with the consequences. Give me an opportunity. Give me a chance. Put me in the game. Give me the job. Put me as the in charge of the project. Give me some leeway here. Give me an opportunity to actually show you what I can do instead of us just talking about it. I know you don't believe I can because I haven't gotten the chance yet. Give me the chance and I'm going to do it. This is what most people say. Most of the time when people are unsatisfied with not having their opportunity, they're not sitting there saying, you know what, I am unsatisfied and I haven't got my opportunity yet, but I'm okay just staying here on the sideline. I'm okay just staying here learning. I'm okay not getting that shot just yet. I'm okay just being in this spot, and whenever it comes, it comes. Most of the time, people don't say that, do they? And you've probably been in this space and you've been saying, no, I want to get in. I want my chance. Give me my opportunity. Nobody's seen what I can do yet. Now, some of the time, this person makes this noise and they want to get seen, and they get seen, and then they crash and burn. And sometimes that person goes out, they get seen, they straighten up and fly right. They grow their wings on the way down, right? They jump off the cliff, grow their wings, and then they go on to live a fruitful life with those beautiful wings. But sometimes they crash into the bottom, they crash into the valley in between the cliffs. Now, you may say to yourself, and this is what I hear, especially from athletes, they say, well, look, if I fail, I fail. If I come up short, I come up short. If I don't make it, I don't make it, but I at least want to get my opportunity. So is there a time for that, Dre? Isn't there a time to make noise for ourselves and get ourselves that opportunity? Absolutely there is. And tomorrow, I'm going to tell you exactly when, where, why, and how. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. How would you like to be directly coached by me? I've opened up the enrollment for my game group, where you will not only have monthly coaching calls live with me on video, you'll also get full access to my 12 module bulletproof mindset course, which has 90 plus lessons in it, my daily game emails to your inbox every morning, and much, much more. If you're interested in joining the game group and being coached directly by me, Dre All Day, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. That's DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. You want that bulletproof mindset course, my daily game emails every day, and get coached directly, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. Enrollment is limited. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.